Hey there, amazing people. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of releasing affirmations designed to help you navigate this wild roller coaster called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less baggage. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional clutter? Like there are worries and anxieties weighing you down, making it hard to fully enjoy the present moment? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have those moments when fear and emotions start creeping in, threatening to steal our joy and peace. But here's the thing. We have the power to choose how we deal with them. Today, we're diving headfirst into releasing your fears and emotions. It's time to ditch that emotional baggage and step into a lighter, freer version of yourself. Think of it as a mental decluttering session, purging those negative vibes and making space for positivity and growth. Ready to let go? Here are five powerful takeaways to guide you. First off, acknowledge your feelings. It might sound simple, but often we try to ignore or suppress our emotions, which only makes them fester and grow. You know that feeling when you try to push something down, like a stubborn Lego brick refusing to budge? That's what happens with bottled up emotions. Instead, give yourself permission to feel whatever comes up. Whether it's fear, sadness, anger, or even joy, allow yourself to experience it fully without judgment. Name those emotions. I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling frustrated, and let them wash over you like waves crashing on the shore. Second, remember that your feelings are not facts. This is crucial. Just because you feel something doesn't mean it's true or necessarily helpful. Feeling anxious about a presentation doesn't mean you're going to fail miserably, it just means you care and want to do well. Remember, your thoughts and emotions are often influenced by past experiences, beliefs, and sometimes even that pesky inner critic. Challenge those negative thought patterns. Replace them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and capabilities. Third, practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe deeply and focus on the present moment. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help ground you and calm racing thoughts. Ever tried meditating? Even a few minutes can make a world of difference. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Next, talk it out. Bottling things up rarely helps. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, and share your feelings. Sometimes, just verbalizing what's going on can lighten the load. Remember, we're social creatures designed to connect and support each other. Finally, take action. Often, fear stems from inaction. If there's something you're afraid of, consider taking small steps towards overcoming it. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable tasks. You'll gain confidence with each step forward and realize that you're capable of more than you think. Speaking of taking action, remember that time when I was terrified to speak at a conference? My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I could barely breathe. But instead of letting fear paralyze me, I decided to face it head on. I practiced my speech countless times, visualized myself succeeding, and even imagined the applause at the end. When the day arrived, I felt a surge of adrenaline, but also a sense of empowerment. You know what? I nailed it. The audience loved it, and afterwards, several people came up to me and said how inspiring my talk was. That experience taught me that sometimes the scariest moments can lead to the greatest triumphs. So, my dear listeners, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, understand they are not facts, practice mindfulness, talk things out, and take action. You have the power to release your fears and emotions, embrace your true potential, and live a life filled with joy, purpose, and limitless possibilities. Now go out there and let that stuff go. I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest fears or emotions that you're working on releasing? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire and encourage each other. And remember, if this podcast has been helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from these affirmations. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.